It's 10:15 on a beautiful Wednesday. You know what is up. We are unlocking, unpacking, unraveling all the above with Nokwazi joining me live in studio. It's good. I was not here last week, Wednesday.
Yay. You missed out. You missed out on the fabulous Alderman James Vos, but I'm sure he'll be coming back with the city of Cape Town. Yeah. But it's Women's Month. Mm-hmm. Are we excited? Business owners and entrepreneurs, it is Women's Month. Yay. And this is an exciting show because we're profiling a young woman in film and TV in the media space, and she's based in New York. Her name is, drumroll, Miss Vuyo Joboda from Cape Town, born and bred, from UCT, graduated there, packed her bags, went to the US, doing her own VN streaming and such extraordinary things in the media space. Okay, so entrepreneurs and business owners, hello Cape Town, hello South Africa, hello Africa. It is the show Unlocked with Nokwazi at In Season with Sake. And so, as we celebrate Women's Month, right, there's a beautiful verse. She surveys a field and acquires it from her own resources. She plants a vineyard. She works energetically. Her arms are powerful. She is a woman in business, in media, in the film and TV space. Yeah. And we're going to be unpacking with Vuyo. Okay. The one who controls media controls the mind. That's our topic today, right? And I want every woman to step out in boldness and occupy those spaces and occupy those mountains that we can influence. Mountain of media is huge. The mountain of entertainment and arts is really one that can impact communities, young people. And so, Ms. Vuyo, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Well, it is 4 a.m. right here in New York, so it's a very, very good morning from me. Hello to everyone joining me from back home. It feels so good to be connecting with you all. As I'm just feeling a bit of nostalgia right now, but thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Vuyo, are you missing Cape Town? How's New York? What's the weather like? How are the people? How's it going?
I'm definitely missing home for sure, but I heard it's a bit cold right now, so I'm not missing that part. It's quite summer. It's quite hot right here in New York right now. But for sure, I am missing home. I'm missing the lovely energy and the beauty of our lovely country. And for sure, it from time to time you remember and think about the colorful memories that we get to exude, you know, as a country, as a people. So I definitely do miss home.
Oh, Miss Vuyo, you've done amazing things. I mean, I've seen you on so many different platforms, interviewed. I've seen a nice, amazing picture of you with the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, who was really putting his stamp on you as a young person in media and film. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your journey. You started at UCT. What really motivated Vuyo to step out in boldness as a young woman, as a young entrepreneur, and go to the US to go and set up your VN streaming? Tell us a little bit about the VN streaming. Tell us about the amazing projects that you're doing in the US. But tell us what motivated you. What was the thing that pushed you to step out in boldness?
Yeah, I mean, my journey really began way before UCT, right? So UCT was kind of like another step within my journey. I started the entrepreneurship route, particularly when I was still in high school. I was about 15, I believe. I can't remember what grade it was, but I opened my first business as a young little girl in high school. And I've kind of been propelled with the acumen of business and the love and desire to see and to achieve economic you know, goals and to find myself operating within that space of being a participant within the economy to some regard, and started working in business and started kind of steer-heading a company at that age and commanding spaces and, you know, coming up with decision and making decisions for either yourself or for those around you or for the business itself. So I learned from a very young age to be quite firm and steadfast within that. And I kind of was then steer-headed within the media direction, which is where my calling really is. And I worked for a number of years, even before getting to UCT, within the media space, you know, volunteering at different studios, participating in different activities, and really cementing myself and my voice within the industry. And by the time I did go to UCT, I was already kind of working in the field. I was already in the industry. But it really was another step in the right direction. And starting starting business in the industry was another kind of vehicle for me to merge my love for business and merge my love for media and kind of find a way in which those two come together, you know, and merge to become something that will not only, you know, bring entertainment and value and inspiration to people, but will also, to some degree, kind of add to the economic backdrop of the country, the continent, and the rest of the world. So that really has been my journey. It's been an interesting, a fun, and exciting journey being a young Black woman who, you know, is quite determined and steadfast on what I want to achieve and what I believe I can and should achieve, and kind of walking within the direction towards that. So there's been highs and there's been lows, and you know, I've traveled a couple of, you know, a bit because of the work that I do and because of just understanding that to be the best of the best, you have to compete with the best of the best around the world, and which better place, you know, like a city like New York, and there are many other cities around the world that cement that type of mindset, but you know, mine led me to this city, and it's really been an interesting and an exciting journey, which I think, you know, for as a young person coming from South Africa who has a similar story to many young people, right? Grew up in hard and difficult circumstances, had to fight and push through, you know, and for me, is looking and seeing business as one of the things and one of the reasons, as it is quite an escape of how do we break these generational curses? How do we ensure that the future, right, of my lineage looks a little bit different to what my past did? So wanting to ensure that I put the steps and I put in the work now so that the future looks a little bit different and brighter was one of the things that I wasn't determined on doing. And then stepping into UCT to advance my career within the media space and to ensuring that I don't only have the practical skills and understanding of the industry, but also the theoretical understanding, the academic understanding, which to some extent would further inform my decision-making and my frame my logic of understanding media. So I graduated at UCT with a film and television studies media and writing degree. And, you know, again, another way to stepping forward and to saying I am saying yes to the calling to be in the industry, but saying yes to it from an informed and an educated point of view. And yeah, I'm now been, you know, in the US and currently New York, and again, taking the lessons, the skills, the experience to further kind of going into the world, with that, with the South African stamp, of course, you know, and walking bravely within a South African Capetonian girl who is unapologetic and proud of that, you know. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting and fun journey, I must say.
Sure, that is really, really amazing. And Vuyo, it's Sakhe. You may not be able to see me. I'm in the background, okay? I'm in the background. Listen, you mentioned that being the best of the best, or aiming to being the best of the best, you have to compete with the best in the industry. Now, I want to know, if someone is also in the industry, how important is it to stay rooted and grounded to your true self and also to your calling, and not getting lost with the wind, with the pressure and all of that? How does one do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday, and what I kind of was saying and was pushing towards that conversation was how we need to allow ourselves the time and the opportunity to be refined within who we are, within our skills, within our understanding in our journeys, looking for ways before you step into those positions, right? And ensuring that you are as well refined as you possibly can be. And I believe it's a principle of process. And, you know, there are a certain number of different principles. And I talk about the idea of principles in my first book, 21. But I look at it as a principle of process, because what the principle of process does is it allows time, experience, and the journey to enable you to be refined. And within that time, I have at least to some degree allowed myself enough time. I kind of celebrated 10 years of being in the industry this year. Mm. And within that 10 years, and I am so grateful to God who had given me the opportunity to be able to understand my voice, to be able to understand who am I in this industry. Firstly, why am I even in this industry? What is the reasoning why I have been placed in this industry? What message am I meant to put out? What voice am I meant to put out? And God allowed me and given me the time to be able to discover and find those nuances, and to ensure that as I'm stepping into it, right, as I'm coming into a place like New York, I know exactly who I am. I'm very aware of what my role is in this industry. I'm very aware of what voice I'm meant to add, what innovations and difference am I supposed to bring, what is my background, what is my experiences, who am I, who I am, what value is it adding to the totality and to the magnitude of the industry. So the principle of process allows for that, for those refinements to occur. And I am a firm believer in going through a process of purpose identification, of purpose discovery, of purpose maximization, which then allows you to be steadfast, to not be wavered and wavered by the wind. When you've kind of made those efforts into ensuring you're standing firmly in the truth that you come with, then it's kind of a little bit more easier to navigate through the noise and shutting the noise down and being quite distinctive about who and what you want to be, and in an industry like ours. I've definitely seen how it can impact, and also kind of doing research and understanding to those prior, to those before, to what would say in an educational and academic capacity, case studies, right? Mm. We utilize and look at the in the fabric and in the fiber of the industries, what have been those experiences that we can learn from in order to be better, to do better, and to understand better about the industry. So for me, doing the adequate research to knowing at what point, at what time, at what stage have those prior who came before us, how are they able to, navigate within those types of challenges? So yeah, it's a process of refinement, which kind of helps weed out all of those and shut down the noise.
Wow. Oh. Fuyo, you know what? For those that have just joined us, we are profiling young women in film and TV. Her name is Miss Vuyo Joboda, born and bred in Cape Town, studied at UCT, based in New York, running her own media platform. Vuyo, the one who controls media controls the mind. Can you speak to our South African audience in terms of what have you done, the key pillars within your journey that have really stood out and set you up to where you are right now, running your own media platform based in the US, and you are a young woman from Cape Town?
I mean, I like the phrase, the one who controls media controls the mind. And often we don't necessarily understand the depth of what the responsibility of this industry is. And we, as audiences, we kind of think and believe, oh, we're just watching, or we're just enjoying, or we're just experiencing, but not fully being cognizant that it's beyond that. It's beyond just, it is about controlling a narrative. It is about, that's what we do. And though it's the responsibility of those within the industry to steerhead those narratives in a particular and in a positive direction. And for me, a big part of my role my job to some degree is to ensure that we curate and we narrate a positive trajectory in the minds of our audiences, and we allow positivity, and good to be once again in infiltrated within the space. So my journey to kind of, you know, stepping out from UCT and coming and establishing in the US has been really one of faith, one of self-determination, and one of belief that if wanting to touch and reach audiences and infiltrate the minds, as you said, you know, the controlling of the minds, but controlling it in a different way and bringing a different voice in the industry, a city like New York is where you're able to kind of reach those masses in a global capacity, right? Not only in the US, but when you are able to fully establish in a city like New York, you are able to then kind of reach out to the rest of the world. So, you know, my framework being within that sense and knowing the responsibility placed upon us as this industry, and UCT kind of enabled me that foundation, and I'm very, very grateful to have gone to an institution like that and being the first in my entire family and generation to even graduate from an institution like UCT, being the highest ranking university in the continent, and really kind of an institution that propels you to be able to step into the rest of the world and take forth, right? And unapologetically so. And I remember having a conversation with Jabu Hlongwane from Joyous Celebration, and it was a very interesting quick by, you know, conversation we were having at a TV interview station we were at. And the one thing I took from that conversation was that if you, and I have mentioned this in the beginning, if you want to be the best of the best in the world, you have to operate within the best, right? And the words he had put was, what if you want to be a media personality, if you want to be a television host, or you want to run a media company, you need to do enough adequate research to know who are the best of the best in the world, and where are they, how are they doing it. Do that adequate research, and then find yourself, you know, adapting certain, you know, things and borrowing and lending, or rather taking in some of the lessons that you can find from their journeys to kind of fuel your journey. And I found people that I'm inspired by, that I look up to, who have also followed a similar trajectory. And were one of the things that I've taken from people that I'm inspired by is the unapologetic nature of stepping into, you know, your dreams with no fear, and coming to a city like, you know, New York, and kind of from Africa, you know, there's so many things shine upon. There's sometimes even an internal sense of you where you feel like maybe, you know, it's too big of a country, it's too big of a city, maybe I won't make it, maybe I won't be good enough, you know. And I think it's such an important thing to embody that unapologeticness, and you take it from those that like who kind of ministered those words to me, that stepping into boldness, stepping into courage, and going forth. And you know, the company in itself has been really, it's been exciting to have to establish it in a city like New York. You know, we've launched a television 24-hour TV channel on Roku, which is one of the biggest platforms in the US, with over 70 million you know, active users of that particular platform, and VN being a television channel, and having to run a TV channel alongside, you know, our streaming platform as well, which is a web-based platform, which is an extension of the TV channel, and other entities that are part of the company that are, you know, that I'm currently working and running and establishing here in the city, and building that audience. So it's all a culmination of creating a very strong foundation, and you know, going forth then to establish from that foundation going forward. And I hope I answered your question adequately.
You did. Tell us a little bit more, Vuyo, in terms of what does it entail, the work of an executive producer and director? What does your job entail in that regard?
Oh man, it's one of the most stressful positions because it is... it means you really are the brain, right? You are the one who steerheads, you know, whether it's a production, whether it's a show or a film or whatever the case may be. And I've done producing work back home, you know, for a number of years before even stepping into being in my own company. I started my journey in broadcasting, actually in radio, at UCT, and I produced over there. I produced for Cape Town TV. I produced on, you know, different platforms before stepping into starting my own company. So, and, you know, having both that understanding and that experience of what is producing mean, and then going to school for it as well. To then when I graduated, you know, with a degree within film and television, and kind of choosing producing to be the route that I am steadfast, you know, on. And really a producer is the one who steerheads the vision and to most degree comes up with the vision as well. So, you know, I am responsible for the messaging and the type of curation of the content that I put out and the content that I kind of work and collaborate with other creators into ensuring that we put out. So it's one of the most stressful jobs because a lot depends on you. You know, as an executive then in that space, meaning that you are leading a team and leading different teams within ensuring that that particular production, that particular show, it starts and it completes. And that's really, you know, what your job is. So for me, having to practice as a producer and a director and also then run a company, in alongside or in congruency to that, those are two different roles, but both of them being as important as the other. And I've worked on a number of different shows. I've curated different concepts and kind of put them together as a producer, as an executive producer, and seen them through. Whether it's the difficulty of the challenges that come with those productions, I've been there to see them through, and that's really what the job of an executive producer is. You're looking for resources to ensure that the project occurs, looking for ways of, you know, from production to distribution to marketing to promotion and all the things that are necessary under that, but also ensuring that the production occurs and the resources necessary are there in place to ensure that that occurs. And then obviously the director being the one who is there to, you know, at onset at the production to ensure that the vision of the production vision is being adequately produced within that time frame of production. So it's all these technical kind of jargon and things in it, but most importantly, it's just the vision bearer and the vision carrier.
Okay, sure. Perfect. Yeah. Tell me, Vuyo, what did you study? We just had our CCFM Youth and Career Expo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the young people would like to know, what were your career subject choices at high school that allowed you to apply to UCT, and that's what has set you apart?
Interesting. So in high school, I was a very business-orientated kind of high school student. I focused on business studies and accounting and maths. Those are my subjects that I kind of excelled in high school. And I loved business studies so much that my favorite teacher was my business teacher. So I was very business infused in high school. So I did business studies, I did accounting, I did maths. And I kind of extended to life sciences as well. So those are my subjects that I did. But alongside that, what was an advantage for me getting into UCT was that I was very active. As I said, I started business in high school. So I was very active in doing cultural activities. I was one of the youngest people throughout the history of the school to receive full colors in drama when I was in grade 10, when normally people get that in matric, right? Sure. Because of my active work that I was doing in high school before I even got to matric. So I was very, very involved. I had, you know, was touring the country doing different pageants and talent competitions and working in studios, et cetera, et cetera. So that propelled me, that prepared me really. By the time I was applying to UCT, they obviously looked at my academic records. Oh, yes, you got, you know, these high grades for business and accounting, et cetera. But look at her other stuff. Look at all the other stuff that she's been embodying, the leadership training, the Toastmasters, the debating, the cultural activities. Look at the full colors and, you know, organizations like Rotary International awarding me with their service, you know, awards and those types of things that aided to my application to UCT. And by the time I applied, actually, I had applied to study acting and I went to drama school initially when I applied to UCT. So did a vigorous audition process and was one of the, I believe, 30 students from thousands of students selected to take part in that program. So, but I wouldn't have been able to get into that if I wasn't, if I didn't allow myself while in school to prepare, to get the training, to do the acting, to work at different theaters, you know, to be ready. So my auditions excelled in that regard. So I was accepted at UCT, not only for my academic records, but also for my leadership and work done at in high school, and on top of that, the talent that was portrayed within the auditions. And then further than going forward after that, from drama school transitioned to film school, which is where I graduated with a film and television studies degree, and media and writing. So that then kind of combined, and then I did other subjects like psychology and sociology, and which infused my further understanding of, I'm in the industry, but I now am also kind of, I have understanding of the psychological effect of the work that we do, the social economic and social impact of the work that we're doing as a creative industry. So those were, that was my kind of what I, how I kind of studied. I thought I was gonna study business because I loved the idea of business, but again, my calling was in this industry, so I had to find a way of merging those two together, which is how I kind of ended up. So I now have background in acting and drama and theater, but graduating now from school with the producing and the directing and the film and television studies background as well.
I love that. So when we talk about faith in our church, we've been talking about faith with corresponding results, like the things that you need to do. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence not seen. Mm-hmm. You then take this bold step to say that you believe that you're called to do this global media institution, and you step out into New York. What is it in your faith that you believed God could do for Vuyo that allowed you to step out in boldness and then take the corresponding action of booking a flight, going to New York, and you're there and you're doing these absolutely marvelous things?
I love that topic. Like I am a practical Christian. So that's how I like to see myself, right? So I read the Bible from a practical point of view, and I'm like, cool, this is what God said to this particular character in the Bible. You know, can that be applied in my life to some degree? Let's go. I'm the kind of that type of Christian. So when I look at the idea and the concept of faith, and we look at characters like, you know, Abraham, we look at characters like, you know, so many, like Esther, Daniel, David, you know, Moses and the Israelites, like there's always been courage that had been required for those characters, right? And we see scriptures like be strong and courageous, and it seems wonderful on scripture and in the words, but I'm like, for me, I'm like, how do I practically employ these into my life, right? What does strength and courage look like? What does faith look like? What was Abraham's, when he had heard God say leave, what did that even look like? Why then can't I also, when God commands me to step out and towards a particular city or place, why not kind of take that as a direction, and just like Abraham and just like all the other characters, be crazy enough to believe that God is going to be with me within that journey? So I really, within the journey of coming here, obviously it's not easy, right? It's not as simple as kind of packing up and leaving or going. There's so many things that come into play. It's a difficult transitionary process, you know, and I get to see that when the Israelites, you know, say to Moses, like, we could have just stayed back over there, because it's hard, you know, it's difficult. And so even myself, I've kind of experienced such certain difficulties, and, you know, sometimes you get to ask yourself, was it not better to just stay back home, you know? So I kind of see those in a practical capacity then to say, cool, but you know, God then continues to show himself and proves himself once again, like he did for the Israelites, like he did for Abraham, like he did for all the other Bible characters, that he's going to pull through for you. As we say, you know, in culture now, like, God's going to pull through. So it's been a very, very interesting journey. And even before coming to America, even before the idea of coming to America, the words global had been in my spirit for a very long time. When COVID started, there was a show that I began back home called Going Global. And, you know, having heard this word, saying going global in the crust of the pandemic, why would you even kind of use those terms? Because traveling had been shut down. But I've been confessing going global, when no one could travel anyway. But there was just this voice, and the kind of, you know, I'm also very, 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 very careful to listening and to saying yes to when God kind of commands me to do something. And again, back to the principle of process, when you kind of go to that process, you also take time to separate yourself away into understanding how to hear God's voice and what does God's voice sound like for you. And then how does stepping in faith to knowing that the voice had kind of propelled me to go in this direction. So let me go into this direction. So even stepping into that faith then, thinking that I'm going global in the middle of pandemic, I didn't even haven't been traveled anywhere outside South Africa at that point. But then it kind of manifested then a year and a half later, I'm in a flight to New York, I'm doing a book tour in New York City, Times Square, and the manifestation of that proclamation. And we oftentimes don't understand that, you know, when the power of your tongue and those scriptures, I get to practically see and envision there, and I'm like, oh, you said I must go global. Now I am global. So I was manifesting this. You know, I was manifesting this. And so I think it's like, as believers, as Christians, we often downplay, you know, the power that we withhold and the power of the word and the power of scripture and the practicality of scripture, and thinking and seeing that, hey, you know, I'm a PK. I grew up in the church, and I have kind of taken Christianity from a practical point of view, because I've also seen how sometimes, like, really, I mean, we can't proclaim that we are firm in Christ and firm in the foundation of Christ, but be afraid. The word says do not be afraid. So what's there to be afraid of when going to a different country? The word of God says, I will walk with you, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. No one's ever been to America in my family. No one knew that I knew had been to the States. So that could have looked like a shadow of death. You know what I mean? But then applying the word to say, the word says, I will be with you. So what's there to be afraid about? You know? Yeah. So it's a practical of scripture. And I look at my, I'm like, my friends and my people are the Esthers and the Daniels. I'm like, I identify with you guys. You know, I get it.
Yeah. Her name is Miss Vuyo Joboda. Check her out on her Instagram page, which is Vuyo Joboda. She has got VN Streaming. Check it out. That's her platform on media. She's an executive producer and a director, studied at UCT, based in New York. Absolutely phenomenal young woman in business, in the film and TV space. And this is what we're doing in the month of August. We're talking about exceptional women doing extraordinary things. Guys, if you want to come hang out with me, Nikwazi, come hang out with us. Coffee, cake, and conversations at Pinelands Bowling Club at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. But you need to reach out first, right? Mm-hmm. So people are always like, how do you get in touch with you? Don't call me. Okay, lovely, wonderful, unlocked with Nikwazi tribe. Don't call me, but send me a WhatsApp on 068-517-3509. This is a beautiful women's event that's going to be hosted by another phenomenal, extraordinary woman. Her name is Mrs. Zelda Singh of New Birth Winners Church. And this is what I'm all about, right? Uh-huh. I'm all about empowerment, development, and celebrating others, right? I mean, I'm looking at Sisake. She's a woman in film, not film, in media. Yeah. And she's occupying the space and she's making a difference in season with Sake. And when you look at CCFM and the makeup of the extraordinary women here, sure, that are content managers, that are running various positions in sales, and some of them on platforms, these are extraordinary women that are ordinary but doing extraordinary things. So WhatsApp me, that's all you do, on 6068 517 3509. Pylons Bowling Club, we're all about coffee, cake, and conversations, and we're all about our faith journey, but also just through a light-hearted way of celebrating each other. But all that we do is founded in the word of God. Beautiful. To God be the glory for all the amazing work that he is doing in and through you, Ms. Vuyo Jobota. Please continue holding up the flag for South Africa in New York. Tell me one last thing. What is the last one thing that you'd like to see in the media space in your lifetime?
Wow. That's a beautiful question. I think in my lifetime, I would really like to see, you know, our media industry kind of going back to its original course and its original place in society, which is an influential platform. It is a space that is meant to bring hope and inspiration and to ignite people and to steerhead people towards a positive direction. I would like to see media back again, you know, being a place where people can look at to model how they could, you know, lead their lives in a positive way once again. And I would like to see our industry, my peers and our colleagues, being aware of the responsibility that's placed upon us, you know, to be leaders, right? So I think that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the growth of our South African entertainment and media space. I'd like to see us growing. I'd like to see us kind of having and cementing our voice in global spaces. And I think it's definitely possible in my lifetime, and I'm doing everything I can possibly do to ensure that that occurs. So, yes.
Beautiful. Sure. And we are hopeful for such a future in our media fraternity in South Africa and also globally. Globally, I mean, that's where you are right now. So once again, thank you so much for your time. People can, of course, follow you on all social media platforms, right?
Yes. That's right. I'm an advert promoter across all social media platforms.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ms. Vuyo. Thank you so much. And I hope you can have a fantastic evening or day. What time is it in New York right now?
It's still in the 4 a.m. It's about 4 a.m. It's about to be 5 a.m. quite soon. So it's a very early morning.
Sure. Hectic. Well, what a great way to start your day. Thank you so much for your time. Blessings. More blessings and blessings.
Thank you for having me on your show. Lovely chatting to you ladies this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right, it is now 10:53 on In Season with Saki. We've just unlocked with Susan Ogwazi with a very amazing, captivating topic. The one who controls media controls the mind. And of course, we profiled USA-based executive producer, director, and also the founder and CEO of VN Streaming. That is Vuyo Jobota. It's 10:53. She's back next week, same time, same place. But for now, let's go pay our bills.